any of his family still living?
Yeah, a distant cousin of his lives here.
Is his cousin?
And she's related to
it. She wasn't a in that, I don't guess.
No, she wasn't a
when you were a child,
were any of his family living?
Let me see. I'm trying to think if I remember when you see, this house where he died was moved into the park. It was over there by the cemetery. You know when you went to the cemetery? Well, there's a new cemetery that hadn't been used very much, right? Opposite of the old one. And that was where his house sat.
Sam Houston's house?
The old steamboat house when I was a kid. But I can't remember anything but seeing the house.
This Biz mentioned something about his sister, Minnie, or something.
Well, that I was just about to tell you. That Sam was a Negro's whose father was Jones Sam bodyguard. Jones Sam bodyguard was named Josh, I believe, and he was Sam. She was talking about his father, and this son was a great educator. Sam, one time he had a training school in this county.
With no relation to Sam.
No, not the monument you saw. No, this man's father was just Sam's slave and his bodyguard. You see.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
And then Minnie was his.
Was Sam's.
The bodyguard.
Brother. No, see, old man Josh Houston had a daughter named Minnie and a son named Sam. And old man Josh was the one that was General Sam's bodyguard.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
And at one time, his slave?
Oh, yeah, his slave. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And after slavery, right down the street there, he had a blacksmith shop. Old man Josh did. On the corner of 10th and Avenue over there, there's a brick house. That's the place where this blacksmith shop used to be. And then later his son, Josh, had a blacksmith shop uptown, as I was telling you, along where the post office was, about the building opposite the post office. I mean, going east, there's a building by where the old post office used to be. Did you notice where the old post office used to be downtown?
The old building.
Old building. Well, old man Josh Houston had a blacksmith shop, and my daddy and my brothers worked for him. He trained them in his blacksmith shop. And after he died and they closed the shop, my daddy moved to Houston, and he worked in the blacksmith shop a long time. And after he retired, he just took care of the rich people's horses. You know, they have a horse show once a year in Houston, a big horse show to raise money. And these are some fine, fine horses. And as long as my dad lived, he took care of those horses for those people, because there weren't any blacksmiths then. All the blacksmiths were gone.